Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Backstage Podcast. I'm your host, Harley Coleman, and my other host is here as always.
Hi, everyone.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Almost there, guys. Almost through January. Almost getting paid again.
We were just saying, absolutely shattered.
So tired.
Which I think is down to not eating correctly. I'm doing a lot of dirty snacking.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had 4 milk chocolate digestives.
Mm-hmm. Do you regret letting me buy them for you now?
No. It tastes so good.
You were so grumpy. You were like, fine, I guess I don't need them. And then I came back with them and you were all happy again.
Yeah. You're very, very kind. Thank you. But I just like, when the missus is home from uni, like, we just, like, eat the filthiest foods constantly.
Yeah.
And it's so good, though.
It's like the relationship 15. Like, yeah. Like, first, like, going out with someone, you just, like, go out for dinner all the time.
Yeah, we're constantly eating.
Takeaways and...
And when I booked skiing, when I booked my skis for skiing, which was only a few weeks ago, ago, I was 76 kilos. I'm now... 80 kilos.
Sorry, I don't know.
I put on 4 kilos in about 4 weeks.
Jesus, that's not, I don't know. Would you say 76 kg?
Yeah.
Stone. If anyone else is like me, I understand stone.
Why?
Don't know. Oh, you're 11 stone. You're 11 stone 9. That's like nothing. And now you're 80.
Now I'm 80 kg.
And you're 12 stone 5.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a fatty at the moment. I've got
to be fair, my biggest ever weight was 12 stone 2.
If you're ever looking at, if you're watching this via Spotify, or by the way, I haven't spoken to Anya about it, but we might start uploading this to Twitter. Well, X, as it's called.
Let's do it.
Because they have, they pay well if you get traction. So
thanks, Elon.
Thanks, Elon. An eye out. Maybe over the next week, I might announce that we will release full episodes on X as well.
Cool.
Which might be quite cool.
Didn't know they did that.
Yeah, and but yeah, if you're watching on Spotify, you can see that my cheeks. I've always had chubby cheeks. But I've got a bit of a double chin going on. I don't really have I've never really had a good jawline, you see.
No, neither. So, that really sucking in pictures.
And it's going to get worse because before we rewind and talk about Anya's weekend, which was exciting, I'm going skiing next week. So this is a part one of a part two, by the way. So next week you'll get part two of an episode and you'll see how it links up shortly, but it is to do with the Oscars and not this Oscar.
The others.
And so there'll be a part two while I'm away skiing, snowboarding, but I'll try and upload some photos to the Instagram. So if you don't follow the Instagram already, go do so. And I'll give you guys some insights to my time away.
Yeah.
But how was your weekend, Anya?
It was so nice. We finally celebrated getting engaged after about a year and a half. No, sorry, a year and 1 month. And we had all of our friends, all of our really close friends in a pub near us. And it was just very nice. It was very wholesome. It wasn't like, no one got crazy drunk. A lot of people do enjoy drinking, a lot of people driving. So it was actually a lovely time to have it. And it was like some people hadn't seen each other for like years and years and years because of COVID. Some people wouldn't have met. So it was so lovely to just get everyone in the same room. And now I'm planning part two, which is in June, which is just family. So it was just like us getting all of our family together in the same place to actually meet extended family, obviously. Our parents obviously know each other very well and spend a lot of time together. But yeah.
That's exciting.
It's really exciting. So it's fun. And then Sunday I literally rotted. I wasn't that hungover at all. I went for breakfast. My godparents put on a lovely spread for breakfast. So went around there and then did not get off the sofa from about 1 p.m.
That's great. That's how you should spend your time, I think.
Got a takeaway. Yeah, we watched Love on the Spectrum all day.
Oh, my God, is it good?
It's amazing.
I've been seeing loads of TikToks about it, about it's like so Abby amazing. And
yeah.
Whoever. Abby
when they go,
so
when
sweet.
They go on safari.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God. It's so lovely. And it's just the best show.
The best clip, by the way, if you haven't seen it. And I would say I'd include it here, but yeah. I always forget to include whenever I say stuff like
we'll
that. Is when this woman asks one of these guys, they're talking about mini golf. He's going, oh, we should go play mini golf.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, what's your handicap? And he goes, oh, I'm on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Which I
thought was so sweet. Yeah. So funny.
Oh, it's so lovely. It's very wholesome. Like, we just watch it and we're just like, oh, they're so sweet.
Yeah, I think I need to get around to properly watching it.
My favorite one's this guy and he's got like such a massive mouth, which means he's got the most amazing smile. Autistic, and he's just so, they're all autistic, obviously.
Yeah.
And he's just so sweet, and he's just, he's going out with this girl that's got Down syndrome, and they're just so cute. It's so nice.
It's so sweet.
Love them. And one of them's really sexual. So she like went to this guy and was like, "Do you want to have an intimate relationship with me?" And he was like, "Yeah." And it was just really like, "Oh, okay."
That's
like
so funny.
he really got caught off guard and was like, "Yeah, okay, I guess so." But yeah, it's really cute.
Oh,
it's very wholesome.
Very wholesome. I was meant to be at Ascot, which I think we had spoken about on the pod.
Yes.
And got cancelled.
Too chilly.
Because the ground was frozen. It's a little bit of a depressing weekend.
Mm.
We still had a really good weekend because I just turned it into like a... did me and Aaron go for dinner? Can't remember.
I don't know.
No, I went to go see Anyone But You.
Oh,
I
really
so
want to
good. Glenn Powell. Woo!
He's so fit.
Woo!
Him in Top Gun is like...
And I'm not going to lie, Sydney Sweeney, I can see that she's an attractive person, but I just don't get the hype.
Yeah, I don't know, I think her figure's unbelievable. Like, unbelievable. Do you know what I'm referring to?
I don't know if it's all that...
She's like tiny, 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 and she's got massive boobs. She's... What is it?
I don't know.
She's great.
I don't know.
She's great.
But Glenn Powell, I mean, yeah.
You're more there for Glenn Powell than you
also,
are Sydney.
What I didn't, what caught me off guard by Anyone But You was the nudity in it.
Does she get her tits out?
I think at one point
she
you can see a bit of like her
she
tits.
She does Euphoria.
But it's not that. It's the scene where there's this massive surfer dude in the film. And he's having a shower outside and he gets naked and he's like rubbing up and Glenn Powell's like capital interacting with us.
Yeah.
And then he's talking about his todger. And but he's saying it in an Australian way and
yeah.
And Glenn Powell's character doesn't understand. And then he squeezes it and then like he shows him like the tip of it and it just caught me off guard and it was very funny. Yeah, like down it as well. Like he like squeezed the top of it. And I was like,
what is it now with films with men getting their willows out?
Saltburn?
Saltburn.
Did not think it was that impressive. So
Told
I watched
you.
Saltburn last
Told
week
you.
With my mate. We watched it on watch party together.
Yeah.
Watched it at the same time. We were messaging. And I was like, one, he's not shaved. It was quite bushy.
Yeah, and also he's not attractive. He really scared me.
Barry Keoghan's cool, but everyone wanted it to be Jacob Elordi.
Yeah.
But I think Saltburn was good.
Yeah.
But I think it was mainly the weird scenes.
That's what I said. It's like an average film. And like the plot line is very predictable, I think. And then it's just like they're
just good.
Yeah, kind of predictable though.
Yeah, but it's still good. Like they portray it well.
Yeah, I just feel like I've seen that story before. Like I've heard that story before. But like, yeah, I think they had to put in stuff that was like, because all the bits that are like, are so unnecessary. There's no like, there's
the
no real reason.
Completely
Even
unnecessary.
With the sister.
No, that's okay.
Can whatever the lingus word we discovered last week.
Cunnilingus.
Disgusting. And then I liked him dancing around, but they should have done it like a Risky Business / Love Actually, where he's like a bit more dressed.
No, I do. I think it was kind of good because he'd won, and like what the spoilers, zone out for the next 30 seconds if you don't want to spoil something. No, but not the Willy. But like it's his place. He's got Saltburn
now.
Oh,
I agree with the
like,
dance.
Won it.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Like the Love Actually and Risky Business, where they dance around the empty house. Mm. He thinks it's empty, but like just put it away. But I feel like they had to put that in there.
Yeah, I just want, but I think out too much for me. The only scene that I wasn't like, was it all the big scenes was like, wow. But the one I didn't actually like at all was the grave scene.
Yeah, unnecessary.
I thought that was really unnecessary.
And you know what makes me laugh? That whole bit is improv. So
is
like
it?
So he had no idea how that's going to be received. So he just thought, fuck, I'm just going to go for it. And all these people just watching him.
Wait, Barry
like,
Keoghan just did that as improv.
Yeah. Imagine he was how is that going to be like
he's
received?
Fucked then in the head.
Conceived.
He's fucked in the head then.
Yeah.
If he's gone, like, don't get me wrong, I can understand improv. Like, I've done some drama stuff over the years. What? I've done an old drama production. And, you know, you have to do a bit of improv now and then. You kind of forget your words or you change it each night or whatnot. And then.
But he had no idea. Like, they could have literally been like, mate, you're a freak. Get out. What are you doing?
But it kind of suits his character.
I mean, I actually think that scene, I know it's like shocking, but I actually do think that one kind of works. I think that one made sense because he was like in love with him. Or was he?
I don't know.
Or was he just in love with like...
the idea of it.
But yeah, Jacob Elordi is just.
Speaking of creepy films, well, why don't we just go straight into our part of it?
Yeah.
We might as well.
Cut that bit out.
What bit?
The bit where you just said that bit. It's not smooth.
Oh.
Speaking of film.
Speaking of crazy things in film.
Yeah.
Is I watched Society of the Snow last
okay.
week.
Okay.
And it technically came out in 2023. So I'm going to include it in my 2023 Oscars list.
Yeah.
And it's about the Argentinian rugby team plane crash.
Oh.
And I have to say, I loved it. I thought it was
what did you
really
watch it on?
Good. Netflix. It is in Spanish or Argentinian or whatever.
Yeah, it's just English.
But I had it dubbed. And some people
okay.
say you should watch it with...
I've started watching it with subtitles. I don't
really?
Like dubs, yeah.
But I feel like
it
subtitles,
worries me.
Is, I can't watch a film then, I'm reading.
No, see, then I concentrate more on the film because I have to read it. Oh.
No.
It might drop.
I don't know. I feel like when films are dubbed, they kind of lose a bit of the pizzazz, a bit of the theatre to it.
I 100% agree.
But with this film, it really worked.
Okay.
Like, I still felt so gripped by it. And I'm going to be honest, it's a tiring film to watch.
Yeah.
Because there's 2 hours, like 2.25 hours, 2 hours, 20 minutes of just pure... Like, I know the story.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a plane crash in Argentina. Oh, it was in the Andes,
yeah.
Going towards Chile.
Mm.
Chile. And the rugby team, like, half of them die, half of them survive, and then they have to eat, like, the dead people.
Oh, yeah, I think I
like,
I
it's real life. It's
what
actually
year
happened.
It?
1972.
Oh, I don't remember it then.
I'm
not alive. I
well,
think it's obviously happened more than once.
You, my other half thought it was in 2014. And
yeah,
she was so far off.
I swear something like this happened
yeah.
recently. Or maybe I just read a news article about it.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, I remember that. 3 years before I was born. 2 years before I was born.
But yeah.
Okay, so, right, you've got, obviously the Oscar nominations recently came out.
Yes.
So is that on your list of best picture?
Are we doing like are they nominated? Is it five films they nominate?
Five.
Or do we want to do like our top five films?
Yeah, okay, of this
of
year's
2023,
films.
Yeah.
I might struggle with this one because I don't think I watched that many films.
Okay,
that many films.
I did. I've got a lot here.
Okay.
Well, I have this app called Letterboxd,
mm-hmm.
which I'm going to link my profile thing below. If people
yeah.
want to follow me on Letterboxd, do, because I review everything I watch on there.
I'm going to Google what films came out this year.
So the first film I reviewed on Letterboxd was on March 24th, and it was John Wick Chapter 4.
Yeah.
And I reviewed that 4.5 stars. And I think that might be my highest rating of the year.
Okay.
So let me have a look. It's just loading for some reason. So I'm going to take you through my top five rated movies and whether they align with my top
five. I can't believe
five.
You've watched so many films that came out this year.
I probably go to the cinema once or twice a month, and then on Netflix I'm watching a film every few, probably once a week minimum.
Mm.
And then I'm watching a film on Amazon maybe once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Probably watching, in the space of a month, probably 5 or 6 films minimum.
Yeah, but I don't watch new films. Like, I probably do the same, but maybe not.
So my highest rated film of 2023 is John Wick Chapter 4. And this is my review for it. Okay. My review was I Am Klaus.
Okay.
If you know the film, you know the film. Then and actually, in second place is Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning.
Oh, yeah.
Which I also really, really enjoyed.
Wanted to see that.
Joint second was Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm.
Which I rate 4.5 stars both times I saw it.
Yeah.
And then coming up in third place, I guess, or fourth place, was Accused. It was the Netflix, I think. It was the one with Chennai Kular. He's from Sex Education.
Who's he playing Sex Education?
The gay guy that walks around with Ruby and the other girl. Anyway, I said, yeah. I was
I
a big...
Know him.
Huh?
In Sex Education. What's his character called?
Oh.
I can't think of another gay guy in... apart from Eric.
Sex Education. I swear he's gay.
Not Adam.
No, not Adam. It was... Anwar. Isn't Anwar gay? sex education.
I'll just Google that.
Chanel Villar.
Oh, him, yeah, I don't really know him.
Brilliant.
Sorry.
And then I had joint Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Controversial.
Which I think Barbie got snubbed, didn't it, at the actual Oscars?
I know. I can't believe it got nominated for Best Picture, but not Best Director or Best Leading Actress, because it wasn't. It wouldn't have been Barbie without Margot Robbie, realistically. Like, I don't think there's anyone that could have played it as well as she did. Name me an actress that could have played it that well.
Yeah, but Margot has always been like sort of Hollywood's Barbie already. Everyone's always thought of her as.
Exactly. So she deserved an Oscar.
I do think Ken could have been played by a couple of different people.
I agree. Ryan Reynolds could have played Ken very well, I think.
Yeah, probably.
I do think Ryan Gosling smashed it and deserves the nomination.
Yeah.
But not without Barbie. And he did release a statement. Didn't
yeah,
he?
I saw that. He said there's no Ken without Barbie.
And there's no Barbie without her and Greta. I feel bad for Greta because this is now like the third time that she's had a nomination for Best Picture but not Best Director.
Have you not seen that really sad thing for the Emmys, or maybe it's like Best TV Show or whatever, but for A Better Call Saul, Bob Odenkirk got nominated 5 years in a row and didn't win.
They've got the most ever nominations
and not
the
won.
Least amount,
yeah.
They've got no wins,
yeah,
which is crazy. It's a good series, actually.
Such a good series. And he was brilliant in Breaking Bad as
yeah, he's so, as he's Saul, yeah, but he's so good. He deserves something. But yeah, so interesting. And it's quite interesting because the whole film is about what it's about, and they keep getting sort of stumped either by stupid shitty jokes at the Golden Globes or things like this. That joke was not funny.
I just don't think with these sort of films, when people are like reimagining the idea of a childhood character or a thing, people often think it won't do very well.
Mm.
And when I first heard about it, and even when I saw the trailer, I thought,
yeah, same.
This probably won't do very well.
Yeah, same.
I think it will just be a bit gimmicky.
And it's the
and
highest gross
so
movie
good.
At the box office. It deserves so much more.
It was so good. I do think it will win Best Picture, though.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I don't reckon it will.
Do you think Oppenheimer will?
Yeah.
I don't think Hollywood's ready for a film like Barbie to win it.
No, 100%, because I think a lot of people look at that film like they did Little Women, probably, even though that's really old, and just say like nothing really happens. It's not about the plot, it's about the character development and about what happens. It doesn't need to be a big explosion or a big discovery or whatever. It's about their own personal changes. You know what I mean? But it's not about the plot, it's about characters.
And I love the self-awareness of is it Matt? Who owns Barbie?
Mattel. Yeah, so do I.
Mattel.
I thought Will Ferrell was really good in that film. So.
Again, could have been someone that was played by someone else, but it kind of suits, he plays that sort of wacky character.
Yeah. I am the nephew of a female aunt.
What?
That's one of the things he
said. I need to rewatch it, to be fair, because I only saw it once.
I seen it three times. Cried everything.
Cried?
Yeah, I cried three times.
And what bit?
America's Speech. And the bit when she's walking out and it's like all the cast and crew's home videos played with the Billie Eilish song. Basically, anytime I hear that Billie Eilish song, I get a bit... I feel like it was a film for certain people. And if you got it, you got it. And if you didn't, you didn't. Like, William was just like, nothing happened. I was like, 'cause it's not for you. He didn't think it was a bad film, but he just didn't get it the way I got it.
I don't think I got it the way that I think women got it.
Yeah.
I think it is...
You can appreciate the film, but like... It's a different...
There's a different perspective to it, but exactly. I still thought it was hilarious. I loved the music.
So good.
I watched it in Everyman.
I think he's going to have to perform at the Oscars, isn't he?
Yeah, he does, because he won at the Best Emmy.
Yeah.
If you win the Emmy, you have the Golden Globe. If you win the Golden Globe, you have to win the Oscars.
His face, he was like, shit.
Yeah. I watched it in Everyman, and I was a little bit boozy, but like, I still very much enjoyed it. Like, I watched it with a friend and just had a good time.
Yeah.
But maybe we were cracking up and I was like, why are we actually finding this funny?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why is this actually
good?
It
was that wholesome, good family song. But yeah, I literally have only seen three new films this year. Last year.
That's crazy.
Saltburn, which I wouldn't give nomination to.
I saw it this year, but it was last year's film.
No Hard Feelings, which I also wouldn't give a nomination to. And Barbie, which I would give a nomination to, and I think that was it. But there's so many I should have seen that I wanted to see and I just forgot.
Well, I saw 15, well, I recorded seeing 15 new films last year.
That's good.
But that doesn't
Should.
sound, that's probably short because I didn't start recording on Letterboxd until March.
I need to start
So
registering more.
say maybe that was 20 and then I've probably forgotten to record a few. So I
Yeah.
probably saw 25 new films last year, I reckon.
That's good.
And I've recorded 15 of them or so.
Yeah.
But I forgot some of the films that came out. Blue Beetle, which is a DC movie. It was terrible. So bad.
Oh no.
Wonka,
Oh, I need to see that
so
film.
bad.
No, I've heard it's really good.
Five Nights at Freddy's, I actually quite
Yeah.
enjoyed. But I only gave it 3.5 stars, but I still thought it was a really good film.
Yeah.
Reptile and The Killer, I saw both of those. They were good. Plane,
There was family
which
coming
was
out.
a Gerard Butler movie. He's so good.
I love Jared
Love
Butler.
Gerard Butler. Extraction 2 with Chris Hemsworth. Just Netflix big action movie. And Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3.
You know what film I watched the first time this year that didn't come out this year, which was unreal? Hitman's Bodyguard.
Yeah, I saw it when it
Oh
first came out.
my
So good, isn't
God,
it?
it's so good. I watched that and I watched something called with Anthony Hopkins. It's like Fracture with Ryan Gosling. Anthony Hopkins, unreal.
Really? They have a film
Oh my
together.
God, hang on. Is it Fracture? Oh,
And Hitman's Bodyguard's wife, I've actually still not seen yet, but Brendan
I was gonna
Fraser.
ask you if that was good.
It's meant to be quite good because
Yeah,
it's
Fracture.
Samila Hap, whatever.
It's that one. It's on Amazon Prime now. It's free.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling, Anthony Hopkins, old, old film.
Is it a bit of a serious film?
Yeah, it's so
I
good
can't
though.
really imagine Ryan Gosling in serious films
Double
anymore
Jeopardy.
because
No, because he's cool in it
I watched
Drive.
The Other
Oh.
Guys.
Oh no.
Not The Other Guys.
The
The
nice
Nice
guy.
Guys.
I love that film. I went to the cinema to watch
I
it.
thought it was all right.
Oh my God,
I
I
wasn't
love
obsessed
that
with it.
film. I loved it. I thought it was so funny. Really liked it.
But I just can't see him serious anymore. Except from, I still haven't seen, what I've not seen is, I want to say 2048, but it's not, is it?
I don't know.
2048 is the mobile game. Like, you
Oh,
see the
okay.
numbers.
Oh, yeah. What are you thinking of?
Blade Runner.
Oh, 2047 or something.
Oh, it is 2048, isn't it? Blade Runner 2048 is the new one.
47, I don't know.
I've still not even seen the
That was
original.
on the Letterboxd thing on TikTok. That was someone's favourite film, and I was really shocked. Because everyone was like, oh, yeah, like, Kramer vs. Kramer and Charlie Chaplin and all these like bougie films. Someone was like, Blade Runner. What was
Oh,
that?
it's supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do think the Oscars isn't a good representation.
It's always weird, obscure. Well, not always, but.
But no, because we had a little look at the previous Oscars, and we'll delve into this properly in the next
Yeah.
part, where we're going to do our Oscars, official Oscars for this year, for each of the categories, versus
Sure.
the nominations and who we think will win. And
Yeah.
then we're going to look back at previous years on who got snubbed,
Yeah.
any standout that we've loved, and whatnot. This is just going to be a film couple of weeks, and then hopefully, I'm trying to get an actual movie critic on as a guest.
That'd be cool. And hopefully, well,
Absolutely.
yeah, and hopefully, guys, maybe not actually. 10th of Feb, when's that? Okay. Hopefully in 1, 2, 3 episodes time we'll have Rep TV would have been announced.
Taylor Swift.
I've just educated Oscar on the
So
whole Taylor Swift
I'm going to
debacle.
tell you what I've learned about Taylor Swift is that her record label stopped her from purchasing the masters,
Yeah.
and she didn't have control of where her music went. And then she inquired about buying it, but then they sold it to someone else
Who was
who was Scooter
born
Braun,
sushi?
who she hates because she's in charge, this person's in charge of Justin Bieber.
That's not why she hates him, but that was just
But
the time.
also in charge of Justin
But they've
Bieber.
now sacked him off as well. And they were like bullying her on Instagram.
And now Taylor re-recorded everything,
Yeah.
her version,
Yeah.
and she's released Taylor's versions. And if you're going to listen and you support Taylor, you should listen to Taylor's versions of the songs.
Well done.
Thank you. Is that basically
Can you
it?
name which albums do not need to be re-released?
Do not need to be re-released.
Yeah, the ones that she did.
So I know she's done 1989.
Okay, I meant the ones that she already pre-owned, but that, okay, name me all the re-releases. 1989. It's
Has she done Folklore?
didn't need to.
What about has she done any other albums?
Yeah.
I don't know any other albums.
Fearless, Speak Now,
Taylor Swift.
Red. No, she hasn't done that one yet.
Oh, okay.
I was listening to that today. Was my debut. So Reputation and debut are the last two left to be done.
Is she going to do them?
Yeah, and but we're hoping for a rep announcement soon. That's why she's been wearing a lot of green, lots of snake print. All oh, this is the other theory. All of her like really close friends, like well, Blake Lively's picture was already black and white, but loads of her close friends, including Killer Trav, Travis Kelce, their profile picture turned black and white.
Why?
Because that's like the album is like the front cover is black and white, like a newspaper, because she was in a lot of press.
But why would your friends do that?
Because it's like a build up to get people talking.
And she
Everyone was
started
like,
wearing.
I don't believe it until Ryan Gosling does it. Ryan Reynolds does it, but he hasn't done it yet.
But yeah, Ryan Reynolds is like best mates with her because
Yeah, I
Blake Lively
know.
and her
I
have
would
been.
actually just like
Isn't that
love to
so
be in that
cool?
group. So
What a
there was a
cool group to
group
be
where they
there.
went and watched Travis Kelce, and it was like her, Sabrina Carpenter, Blake Lively, Blake Lively's sister, Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, Sam Levy. Is it Sam Levy? The one that's the director, I think. And I was just like, well, fuck, I want to be there.
And like the fact that Wrexham might get Taylor Swift at one of their games at some point. Because like Will Ferrell went to go see
I'll be
Wrexham.
there. I'm surprised she's playing.
Paul Rudd was like a local pub and like everyone told him, I love Paul Rudd. Paul,
Everyone loves
if you're
Paul
ever
Rudd.
listening, please come on the show.
I would absolutely do anything for Paul Rudd.
We've had already one famous guest to kickstart the year. You
And
should be
Daniel
getting on in a few
Radcliffe,
weeks.
please come on the show.
We need to get better at just reaching out and asking.
Yeah, don't ask again.
Exactly.
That's what
How do we do it?
DK Barry did. She just DM'd Katie Price and was like, do you want to come on the pod? And Katie Price was like, yeah. She said she's not actually had anyone say no, she's just been blank. I was
Yeah.
like, fair, I can handle being blank.
We need to get on it. I think we need to start just messaging.
Yeah.
Everyone DM us. I'll put a little thing on the Instagram when you hear this, following like the promotion for it. Let us know who you want on the podcast. Like serious suggestions.
And we'll even post a screenshot of us actually asking
And
it.
then you can like tag them and like whatever.
Imagine if we got like someone huge,
This
just
could
like.
be like we really want this to go big because then if it goes big, we can get better topics and stuff. Because then we want to be able to interview people because it makes it so easy. Like when we had the amazing Josh
Yeah, that was
Pele
nice.
on, we didn't have to prep too much. And it was so interesting to be able to like dive into who he is. And we can ask like the silly standard questions we ask each other.
Yeah. Oh, we need to do that family tradition. Reddit, am I the asshole?
Oh yeah,
We'll do that in a couple of weeks.
we'll do that in a few weeks' time, yeah. Of
Cut that bit out.
course.
Cool.
But yeah, that's like part one. We kind of delved into films a little bit and just a bit of a catch up. But just to tease you for what's to come next week, we are gonna be doing our own sort of film review sort of thing. And then I'm hoping within either the next guest or the guest after will be a film critic.
Hi.
That's the plan.
Just get my brother on. He's a pretty big film critic.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of
Save him for.
podcasting. My other half has started her own podcast.
Has she?
I don't know whether she wants me to say that or not,
What's
but
it
like
called?
it, she's currently keeping it to like herself, like
Yeah.
her and her friends. But they called it Car Pod because her and her friend that do it, my girlfriend drives her to uni,
Yeah.
and afterwards they sit in their car and they just natter for like an hour
What, after they've driven to
after
uni?
they've driven, they're driven back from uni.
Yeah.
They're like, let's record it for a laugh.
Yeah.
And they sent me some clips, and it's actually, they didn't even say anything, it's actually really funny.
Oh,
But when
great.
she
That's
first, I was
exciting.
speaking to her last night about it, when she first told me, I think this is hilarious, but I actually got slight, initially I got annoyed. So
That's your thing.
I was like, I'm the podcast. And I was like, wait, why am I getting annoyed about this? This is amazing. And then I listened to it and I was like, it's actually really funny.
Oh,
So I
that's
really hope that she goes
exciting.
ahead with it because
Yeah. That's a joke.
we can get her on, we can then have two
Yeah.
podcasts combined and obviously help
Yeah.
them grow.
Sure, they'll probably overtake us.
Yeah, so if
I'm
you're
quite close
listening,
to them,
I'm
so.
gonna be I'll be your manager. And then you can have that whole scandal
What did she
about
record it on?
they've got like proper like clip-on mics and everything.
Oh, have fun.
Because the girl she does it with does the TikToks for the student union. So
Oh.
the student union gave her like all this really cool equipment.
Oh, that's handy.
Whereas we're just working off of Amazon microphones. Yeah, good luck to
Good.
you.
Love that for
So
you.
good luck to my other half and her podcasting career.
Yeah.
I will be obviously slightly salty if they do better than us.
I think they probably will.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Which is fine, of course. It's not all about fame, guys.
And then, yeah, it's fine. She can help us.
Yeah, please do. Okay, well, we'll wrap it up there. We've teased next week.
Yeah.
Just a short little one for you this week.
Okay.
exciting guests to come, film critic and the next one or two guests. We want a nutritionist on.
Yeah.
That we're gonna try and get nutritionists on. And obviously if any of you are like professionals in your field, we're happy to have you guys on. Or if you know someone that's willing to do a podcast, we will obviously promote your stuff, same we did with Josh. We tagged him in everything we did. Yeah, get yourself involved in some way or another. And then keep an eye on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for maybe I'll start up a Twitter as well, because apparently that's the place to be.
Or an Elon.
As Elon. But yeah, I will see you all next week.
Yeah. Have a beautiful week.
Bye, everybody. Stay safe. Stay humble. And most importantly, stay listening. Nice.
Bye.
Bye.